Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
The reason they were able to do it is a guy who's just been an absolute hoss all season long, and he joins us in the Red Sox clubhouse, and that, of course, is Garrett Crochet. Garrett, it has been a delight to watch you pitch all season long. We knew you'd be up for this one. You certainly were. What was it like to be in this theater here tonight?
Yeah, it was incredible. Just trying to give the team a chance to win. After that big first, the shutdown inning was huge, and was trying to get as deep as I could. Wish I could have saved a little bit of mileage on the bullpen, but, you know, fighting tooth and nail against a really good ball club. Feels good to leave here with a win today.
Hey, Beast, this is Brooksy. You know, I'm just looking at the numbers across the board from your stuff tonight, and fastball velocity was up a mile and a half. The two-seamer was up 2.5. The stuff just had a little extra pop to it. Could you feel that? You just wake up this morning and knowing this was a big one?
Yeah, it's a must-win game. I like to think that I get up for those. I think that most of us as competitors do. But yeah, like I said, really important game in front of us today, so was just trying to be as locked in as possible.
Seem to have your best stuff against Judge over and over again. Garrett, when you get traded to the Red Sox, I would imagine this is the kind of night you dreamed of, you know, in this uniform against that team with this kind of a fan base. What's it like to turn sort of that kind of an idea into reality in this ballpark here tonight?
Man, it's incredible. If not the best fan bases in the league to play in front of. Just really honored to be able to do it and to get a big win tonight.
Yeah, and you're 26 years old. You're in the early stages of what's going to be a great career. You signed over here with the Boston Red Sox, and is this not what you were thinking you signed up for? This is it, right? Playing these games in September, meaningful games against the Yankees, and making this playoff push.
100%. You know, made quite a few starts against this ball club, and the next one always seems to matter a little bit more. Yeah, really excited to take the mound today and to take the ball 5 days from now, and now I'm just looking forward to that one.
Well, last one. By the way, we're hoping you see one more in this ballpark against the Yankees in about two weeks plus. Your catcher, Carlos Narvaez, I mean, he goes dead center with a bomb. You seem to have such good chemistry. Garrett, can you talk to us about, you know, a rookie catcher working so well with you and the job he did tonight?
Yeah, he sure doesn't act like a rookie.
No.
You know, he's got a lot of knowledge of the game. Really has been dialed in with the sequences here really the whole season, but especially these past couple games. Just trusting in him as much as I can and trying my best to execute.
So fun to watch you pitch, as always. Thanks so much.
Thank you very much.
All right, that's Garrett Crochet.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.